From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump on Thursday signed companion proclamations slapping 25% tariffs on steel coming into the country and 10% tariffs on imported aluminum. The across-the-board taxes are to go into effect in 15 days.
But if the same goals can be accomplished by other means, America will remain open to modifying or removing the tariffs for individual nations, as long as we can agree on a way to ensure that their products no longer threaten our security.
The president confirming reports that he would not impose the tariffs on Mexico and Canada immediately, while both countries renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. And while he does not disagree that some countries have unfair trade practices, House Speaker Paul Ryan is not supportive of across-the-board tariffs.
And in steel and aluminum, the unfair trade practice is it's mostly China, but there are some other countries, but mostly China. They overproduce, so there's overcapacity. Then they dump their product at lower prices into countries, which is an unfair trading practice. And in particular, they do something called transshipment, where they'll dump their steel, but they'll ship it to us through another country, so it doesn't look like it's coming from, say, China. We should go after that.
Some opponents of the tariffs see them as undermining the rules-based global trading system. Two South Korean officials are briefing American officials about their talks this week with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. The head of the National Security Office left Seoul Thursday, accompanied by the National Intelligence Service chief. They will meet with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Trump's National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. This is VOA News. There's no official finger.